"How do you like that dog?" King Joffrey asked. The hound's scarred face was hard to read. He took a long moment to consider.
"Why not? I have no lands nor wife to forsake, and who'd care if I did?"
The burn side of his mouth twisted.
"But I warn you, I'll say no knight's vows."
"The sworn brothers of the King's Guard have always been knights," Sir Boros said firmly.
"Until now,"
the hound said in his deep rasp, and Sir Boros fell silent. When the King's Herald moved forward, Sansa realized the moment was almost at hand. She smoothed down the cloth of her skirt nervously. She was dressed in mourning, as a sign of respect for the dead king. But she had taken special care to make herself beautiful. Her gown was the ivory silk that the queen had given her, the one Arya had ruined. But she'd had them dye it black, and you couldn't see the stain at all. She had fretted over her jewelry for hours and finally decided upon the elegant simplicity of a plain silver chain. The herald's voice boomed out.
"If any man in this hall has other matters to set before his grace, let him speak now or go forth and hold his silence."
Sansa quailed.
"Now," she told herself, "I must do it now. God's give me courage."